Office Show. Today, we'll show you a new feature in Microsoft Project that makes ice cream and how InfoPath can help solve the world's economic crisis.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, guys, we need to shut all this down.
Mitch, what are you doing? We're shooting right now. This is on camera.
Oh, well, in that case, cut. And speaking of cuts, you guys need to cut the budget for this show in half. Or the big wigs upstairs, they're going to cut the show with an axe.
Axe? What are we going to tell our dozens of viewers?
Oh, hey, my car is here. So listen, I'm going out of town for a few days, and I need you guys to pull together a report for the management team by Thursday. Okay, let's get that done, and let's get all this expensive stuff out of the way, and we'll see you guys later.
This is totally not good.
I think this is when we're supposed to use pivot tables.
This is when we need a clever person. Pivot tables organize your data into categories and add them up for you automatically. This can be handy whether you're in a button-down board meeting or entertaining colleagues at home. Here are some tips to remember to help you build a great pivot table on the first try. Be sure each column has a meaningful, unique name, and enter your labels the same way every time. Remember that category fields contain text information, and values fields contain numeric information. In the pivot table, category fields go in the report and label areas, and numeric fields in the values area, where you can choose your mathematical appetizer, like sum or average. Excel then builds the pivot table for you, and you can slice and dice the data any way you want. Remember these tips, and your guests will not only love and understand your data, they'll all want seconds.
Now, Joey, sometimes I pretend it's the future, and we're using Excel 2010. Here I'm opening a spreadsheet and wishing pivot tables and charts had been invented. I'm so glad I can show this to you, son. And I'm so glad you're pretending to listen.
Oh, my God, I just got a text from Mitch. He's not going back in time for the presentation. It's all on us.
Yeah, of course. And I just got another data source from his admin. I have to add the corporate purchasing database. Tina, it's going to take me forever to merge all this.
No, I know who can help us.
Who?
So the first thing I did was I got the Power Pivot add-in here in Excel, and this add-in allows you to connect to multiple different data sources. I actually connected to multiple different data sources, one tracking budget and the other tracking expenses. And you can see that Power Pivot can not only connect to Microsoft data sources like Access or SQL Server, it can connect to pretty much anything in your company's data warehouse. I mean, as you can see, I've already done that, and I have all the data in one place now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create this interactive visualization. And it's really easy to do. All you have to do is go to Pivot Table and click on four charts, and away you go. I actually already did some of this analysis prior to you coming. It's almost done, too. I just have this last chart to do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in both the budget and the forecast data into this chart. It is really easy. All you have to do is drag and drop this into the spreadsheet, and away you go.
Great.
All right. And as you can see, wait a second. The expenses are actually higher than the budget. So that's really strange. We're going to go into the slicers and resort this from largest to smallest. As you can see, Mitch has some pretty high expenses there.
Can you send this to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Today's technology makes short work of gathering and analyzing data. Information this department is gathering will go to a team of graphic artists. And in less than 3 weeks, the executive will have a useful and informative chart.
Well, I'd say these tables were, informative.
Well, totally. I'm going to throw them into a PowerPoint presentation that we can then forward on to management.
Yeah, but we should really show Mitch first. And, you know, he's not here.
There are a lot of tools these days to do presentations remote, but here's one of the easiest. It's included free with PowerPoint 2010. Now, one of the cool things about it is other folks who want to get the presentation, they don't need PowerPoint 2010 or even Office. All they need is an internet connection and an updated browser. Let me show you how it works. I'm going to go over here to Slideshow, and then I'm going to go to Broadcast Slideshow. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to generate a URL that I'm going to mail out or IM to anybody. So this really works well in case of an emergency, if you have to get someone right away. So just like that, there I have a URL, and I can send the link via email or IM. Now, the sound they'll just pick up through the regular conference call, but the slides they'll be able to get through the slideshow on any device. So I'm going to start the slideshow, and your slideshow will begin. So here we are, time for the presentation. Again, any device. I have a Windows 7 phone, an iPhone, an iPad, and a laptop, and here I'm presenting. So as I go through my slides, each device will pick up the broadcast. Now, some devices will get it quicker than others. Some may get the animation, some won't. But almost in real time, as I go through each slide, it will change here on the deck. They'll get the audio through the conference call, and they'll be able to listen to the presentation. And that's PowerPoint broadcasting.
All right, so as you can see here, the Office show came in at or under budget every time. The problems come from these areas.
Hey, I'm following along on my phone, but go ahead and talk me through this, okay?
We've got $8,000 in catering expenses on days when there was no Office show to cater.
Yeah, you know, people get hungry, you know.
$11,000 for a limo rental?
When we've never had a client that needed a limo.
Oh.
Ever.
Man, is that guy still in the parking garage?
Or my favorite, we've got $13,000 in location scouting expenses for places like Aruba, Costa Rica, and Australia.
Business critical missions to determine logistic requirements.
Excuse me, what's that line? $4,000 for an organ grinder and a monkey?
Yes, right. That's in Mitch's office. Hey, Mitch, do you want to field this one?
Looks like I chose the wrong week to give up pivot tables.
Stand by.
And action.
Welcome to the Office Show. Today we'll see how Microsoft Project 2010 makes ice cream and what?
Hey, what's going on?
That's it. We used up all our budget for the show.
No, it's okay. All Mitch's expenses got cut. We got plenty of budget now.
Oh, so we can keep the monkey?
Well, yeah.
All right, roll cameras!
All right, welcome to the Office Show.
Okay, I just got a text from... Ow! Sorry!
Perfect.
Okay. I just got a text from Mitch. He's not gonna be back in time for the presentation. It's all on us.
Of course. And I just got a more f***ing data source. Sorry.
This is great,
yeah.
Oliver. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Appreciate
and
it.
For everyone else, you can just get it at www.powerpivot.com.
That's awesome.
All right.